Welcome. Hey, actually, come on in. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. And if you can't tell by the kind of halfway spooky music in the background, this is our Halloween extravaganza as it is. We do 3 times a week. We write up a review for a value-priced wine on CheapWineFighter.com. Then when we're done with that, we plug in the microphone and do a podcast. So they come out 3 times a week. So come back. There's always something else coming on. And we're in toward the end of October, and the good wines come out, in the October, November, December. That's when everybody brings, that's the part of the year where the wine companies make their money, and they sometimes leave their best wines for then. And so we're going to be having some good wines coming up. And what we have today, because for our Halloween extravaganza, as it were, we have Prayers of the Sinners Washington Red Blend 2020. There's two wines. This is the Red Blend. There's also a Prayers of the Saints Chardonnay. This is a brand from Chateau Saint-Michel. They're the largest winery in Washington State. They account for about 50% of all the wine. And they do really, really well with value-priced wines. And they have a lot of their lines are bargains. And they have 90-point wines that are $10. And plus, they have single vineyard wines that are, $100 a bottle. So they do the whole thing. And the Prayers of the Sinners Washington Red Blend 2020, this vintage, since they change the blend every year, this is 80% Syrah and 20% Merlot. It's usually a Syrah-based wine. But I kind of like that every year, rather than have a fixed blend that they have to kind of shoehorn the grapes into, because, it's different vintages. Sometimes this grape is good this year, and sometimes it's not so good the next year. So what they can do with, all their vineyard holdings is they can go, hey, we got some good Merlot this time. We got good Syrah. Let's try that, So they have some leeway on things. And, here's the party trick the wine has. Let me grab the front cover, or the front label. It has someone on there, at least on one knee, praying. The top third is a skeleton. The bottom third is a man in a suit coat being attacked by bright pink red octopus arms. And if you put it under light and then turn the lights off, a skeleton emerges. I haven't been able to get it to work. I think because I have an LED light on it, that might not have the right kind of lights to make it go off, but it will turn into a skeleton. And usually when you get a wine that's got a party trick to it, you don't expect much, but this wine tastes really good. I'm going to take a sip. One thing they did, and this is something that happens with Pinot Noir and Syrah, is 30% of the grapes are whole cluster, meaning that the stems, everything, the whole bunch with all the stems, the twigs, seeds, everything, got pressed and went into fermentation. Usually they pick the grapes out and, the extra bits and pieces are filtered out. And to put everything in there, there are wine experts who say that makes the wine better. I mean, this is something that's not as easy to do. It's a little bit extra, and here it is. It's a $9.99 wine that has a trick label. You don't expect them to do anything. You figure people are buying it for the label. You don't think they're buying it for the whole cluster fermentation. So it's going to give it more structure. It's going to give it some interesting tastes that come from that, because the twigs also have tannins in it. Then they put it in oak barrels for 10 months, a mix of neutral barrels. Neutral barrels are barrels that have given up all the oak influence they're going to give, but they are different than a stainless steel, because even though a barrel is waterproof, it's not 100% airproof, so that little bit of air transfer changes the wine inside. And they also use one-use barrels. I imagine because it's probably cheaper not to use brand new barrels, but it also has less every time you use it, it has a little bit less oak to give off, so you're not overdoing it on the oak. And they didn't. You still got really good fruit. You have the chocolate, you have the vanilla, you got the spices. They're all there, but they're all part of the mix. They're not large and in charge. So this is a 10 buck, you know, fancy label skeleton wine that kind of brings it, and it tastes really nice. I mean, this is a good sipping wine. It's got, it starts off smooth and it's got some rougher edge flavors. The tannins are kind of dusty. They don't bite, but they're in there and you can kind of feel them. And it's got some bitter dark chocolate, a little bit of vanilla. It's got blackberry. It's got red cherry. I mean, it's got black cherry. It's got cranberry. It's got a good flavor profile. And it's a Halloween wine. I mean, it's like, it's something that you would buy because of the label, or you would avoid because of the label too. And it's like, it's details. Its production notes are better than a lot of wines that are trying to be serious. Not that this one isn't, but, you know, there you go. Chateau Saint Michel makes some seriously good wines. I know that 14 Hands wines, which you can get for $7, are, you know, every other year are 91 points. So, and this is from them too. So there you go. It's my Halloween wine. It's a wine that you buy for the label and try to make it turn into a skeleton. But you drink because you brought it because it's actually good and well worth drinking. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave from cheapwinefighter.com. I've got a Trader Joe's wine next. Trader Joe's been weird. They've been kind of like dull since spring. And I finally got a vintages wine, but it's not the old school vintages. It's kind of upscale vintages. So they seem to be rearranging how they do things. So I have a Trader Joe's Vintages. I'll explain it in a couple of days. Like I said, we do it 3 times a week, so it won't be that far away. So come back for that. So that's it for me. Have a happy Halloween. Trick or treat. Smell my feet. And keep it cheap. So this is Domaine Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Like us, we like your podcast. Come visit our website and look around. We've got like 1,800 posts on the reviews. So there's got to be something you like. So adios, keep it cheap. Bye-bye.